are here at the 2018 AXFI Conference in Minneapolis, Minnesota, with Mr. Jeremiah Wheeler from DRNData.com. How are you, Jeremiah?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Hey, you were... There's a lot of people out there still, you know? And you were just in the Digital Transformation Showcase competition. And not a soul left that room, you know? The whole time, nobody left. So that was really good. So tell us about what you presented in the competition there.
Well, I presented at a high level. I mean, it was really about using data and analytics around vehicle location intelligence. We have a vast network of information gatherers, so to speak, that gather a lot of vehicle location intelligence through the use of license plate reader technology. So the automated cameras you see taking pictures on toll roads, it's the same technology that we use, but we mount them on cars, sell them to agents to mount them on cars, and they scan all over the country in 390 markets nationwide. So, that's basically what I presented, was how we can help credit unions better find their customers, better communicate with their customers, and find their assets when they do go severely delinquent in the recovery process.
Like a collections type thing, or is that pretty much it? Or
collections and recovery, but it's we're expanding to more use in the overall lifecycle management. So, you know, if you're running queries on your portfolio every month to see how far away from, you know, the known locations your customers really are, and are they at a higher risk because of some of your other attributes that you're scoring them with? Well, if they're always away from where they said they are and where your account record states that they should be, then there's probably a problem. Or there could be a problem coming up in the future. So we're trying to get more and more lenders to use our data earlier in cycle to help prevent some risk.
Good move.
Some repossessions.
Yeah.
Keep the customer in the car. Keep them paying. It's kind of all of the above, really.
So the benefit message here is for a credit union?
The main benefit message is, with very little resources, you can reduce a ton of charge-off losses. You can reduce a ton of ancillary expenses around skip tracing fees, mileage fees for running outside of zone, and just the repetitive nature of round-robining through your normal process. We could tell you way early on that the customer's way out of zone from where they'd say they are, so you may need to take a different action than you normally take, right? So that's really the benefit. It's all about taking action earlier in cycle and being proactive instead of reactive.
How many credit unions do you guys serve?
We're over 100 right now, probably about 150, but overall we have about 360 customers from a direct standpoint. And then from an indirect standpoint, we have about 7 or 8 partners out there in the market that that we indirectly touch about 95% of the top 100 auto lenders in the market for auto lending in general. And then we also have some partnerships with Allied Solutions, where Allied has white labeled some of our products and sells that product into the credit union space as well. And then we're also doing a partnership with OnApproach as well to get our data included in that lake, and so we can create better analytics and more actionable tools for credit unions to say, you know, hey, we need to do something different in this area versus this area, especially in the indirect lending market. That's where it really pays off.
Do you have, like, one example of how you guys have helped out a credit union with this technology?
Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, PFCU, they're one of our credit unions that went on record and, you know, kind of put their story out there and told everyone kind of what the data helped them identify, and then the hard-to-find cars, what they were able to find within a month, and then also some of those cars that they were able to find the customer, make contact, and prevent ever assigning it for repo. So altogether, you know, 1 month stat was about $150,000 in savings directly to the credit union in asset value. So, yeah, it's a big deal, big deal.
So where do you go from here with it? What else can you do with it, or where do you go?
It's really, I think, the bigger play for us and for everyone involved to make the industry better as a whole is to get this data included in the overall risk assessment and the analytics. You don't have to really use the location data itself. You can use attributes from it to say, you know, of the whole entire data lake, you know, if you have 100 credit unions in the data lake, and you have all these other data players like ourselves in the lake as well, and so you try to figure out what the best ways to aggregate all the data together and say, okay, how can we use vehicle location intelligence, and how can we use it across all these different cycles to say which segments of business are always out of zone, which segments of business are higher risk, and then which segments of business that may not be higher risk, but some other people think they're a little bit more high risk and that we could go after, because that's opportunity, in my opinion. So I think, you know, the main takeaway is just take data, use it holistically to where you can put it all in the same bucket. Like credit unions right now with OnApproach, I mean, they have so many different systems they're trying to use, and OnApproach is bringing all that together, and it's a beautiful thing.
It is.
But now all these guys, they don't have to sit around and just, like, you know, antiquated, peck away and try to figure out what their world is. It's, like, right there, and they have
it. Right in front of them. Yeah. Right in front of them. Very cool stuff. Anything else to add? Any other final words of wisdom or your takeaways from the conference? Anything like that?
No, I think the conference is awesome. I mean, I love bringing together all the analytical minds and the propeller heads out there and really, like, quizzing them to see what they're seeing, because a lot of times we go to conferences and we meet with the operational managers and not necessarily the analytics guys. And when you meet with the two in two different places and two different times, you see a little bit of a different story in some cases. So it helps us really identify from a data approach, where can we really plug our data? Where does it make the most sense? So I love the conference. It's awesome.
I do too. In my first year here, you can tell that the people that are attending here are here for a specific reason and a specific reason only, you know? It's like, all right, we're here to learn, we're here to make a decision, we're here to move forward. So it's really neat, really cool crowd.
Yeah,
cool crowd.
That's what I say. Innovation happens here.
That's right. Hence the name.
Yeah.
Analytics and financial innovation. All right, Jeremiah, thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
Well done.